Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Burrow, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey. Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo. And I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball Radio. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Screwball Radio. Another weekend. What up, E?
What's good, man?
What's going on?
Good?
What episode
up?
Is this?
Direct.
Episode what?
Episode 156.
That's what it is. What's going on, man?
Episode 156 underway, man. Thanking everybody once again for tuning in. Happy to be here with y'all. Had a great week, man. With enjoying Thanksgiving with the family.
Shout out everybody. Shout out all the listeners that take their time and tap in with us every Saturday night at 9 o'clock. You know, whether you're on the East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, the South, the North, across the water. You know, one love to y'all. Y'all keep it
moving.
Yeah,
people don't realize
here, you know what I'm saying?
How big our following really is, man. It's more credited than people think. Like, this brand is worldwide and respected.
Yeah, you know. We just keep doing our 1-2s and being genuine like we are, you know what I mean? People
mm-hmm.
can only respect it. We ain't following no trends. We ain't out here trying to be like no other show. We just doing what we do, you know?
Exactly.
Shout out our
and
brother
that's
Black
bringing y'all.
Mm-hmm. You know, he ain't going to be on today, but, you know, we going to hold it down for him. Go ahead, my bad for cutting you off.
Oh, it's all good, bro. It's all good, man. It's just that we just want to let people know we give you the best and what's going on with sports, hip-hop, latest current events, and most importantly, the dopest music.
For real. I mean, you know, we keep our ear to the underground, you know. We keep people up to date with the current events, sports and all that, you know, because we too are people in society. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, what affects y'all affects us at the same time. You know, we ain't special. But for those that be under a rock, you know, we like to keep y'all informed with what's going on, because it's better to know than not know.
Big facts.
So what's been going on all week?
Man, it's been a crazy week, man. Straight up. Now, you know, to give people some, you know, worldly event news, apparently one of the big news that happened last night was the dude that put the neck on George Floyd, he got stabbed in his cell last night. Now he's in serious condition.
I mean, you know, for every action, there's a reaction. It might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, but karma is a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That shit'll hit you when it's ready to hit you, you know? So always remember, what you put out into the universe, it's always going to come back, and it might be more worse and severe than what you put out there, you know? So what's that saying?
Well, go around, come around, man.
Yeah, do unto others as you want it to be done to you. You know what I'm saying? So you put out positive into the universe, only positive come back. You put out negative into the universe, you know the answer to that.
Absolutely. That's that, 'cause that karma goes around like the boomerang, man. And they caught him slipping like how they be catching on people in the mobster movies, man. They caught him slipping.
Word up. And once again, you know, our prayers go to all the people in Palestine, all the people in Israel. You know, that's been on front news, you know.
Yeah.
Just the other day, we had a Thanksgiving parade down in New York City. A lot of people was out there with their flags protesting. So, you know, this is a world event. It affects people all over the world. So just be mindful, you know. I'll send my prayers to both sides. You know, I don't take sides. I just wish that they could come to an agreement somewhere. I know there's a ceasefire going on over there. I know that they are releasing some people that were captive, you know. I just hope that, you know, they could come to a full understanding, because, you know, that's been going on for a long time, before we was even born, before a lot of us, our parents was even born, that was going on, you know. But I hope they could come
one day. People
don't
realize, man, there's more strength. Yeah, people don't realize there's more strength in peace than war, man. Nobody wins in war.
I mean, you know, war is all about money. But that war is not about money. You know, that's something religious. It's something that nobody can come in between but those that are dealing with it. You know what I'm saying? If they could come to a resolution, then the world wins. But if they can't come to a resolution, the whole world suffers. You know what I'm saying?
Big facts.
You got Palestinians.
And that even goes
you got
for
you know, you got Palestinians all around the world. You got people from Israel all around the world. So it affects everyone. You know what I'm saying? Even us who are not Palestinian, are not from Israel, we suffer from it too, you know? Because we have to see this, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this whole thing affects everybody. It's the ricochet effect.
Yeah, for real, you know?
It affects you financially. It affects how we receive our goods. All this stuff. It's a ricochet effect.
yeah, you know, like, you got our country sending them money over there, taking away from money that could be here. You know what I'm saying? You got the homeless in New York City that come from, you know, the, I don't even want to call them immigrants. You know what I'm saying? The people that come here from a different country, because we all people, I don't want to label nobody no immigrant, because the United States was built off immigrants. You know what I'm saying? So you got to call a spade, you know what I mean? So you got those people fighting, and you got those people receiving benefits from our New Yorkers who are homeless and need assistance. And now you're giving them assistance, taken away from your own New Yorkers that was here before they came. And you know what I'm saying? Now they're not receiving the help that they're supposed to, because we're helping them. You know, you got New York City going through these budget cuts and all this other stuff, you know, less policemen, less firemen, less things that, you know, the city needs, you know what I'm saying? Because they have to budget the money another way to help these, you know, asylum seekers or you know,
right.
New life seekers, I want to call them, because they're here for a new life. They're not here to ruin your life. They're trying to better their life, you know what I'm saying? But, you know,
and if you,
it's like,
yeah, you know, if anything, the people that are, if anything, to me, the people that are in power, they're the real immigrants, because, you know, we know about American history and how they conquered land. These people just trying to reclaim their own.
You know, they're trying to come here and find a better life, you know. This might be where they from. It might be bad. They might not be making it. So they came here for a new life, you know. You can't take that away from them. You got to give them a second chance, you know what I mean? I don't shun nobody, you know. I ain't better than nobody. Everybody deserves help, you know. But don't start feeding people before you feed your own. That's how I feel, you know.
Right.
Take care of the people here first, and then we can take care of the people that come in, you know. And that's what New York dealing with.
Right.
You know, I don't know what it's like in your state, you know what I'm saying, but I know here in New York, you know, New York City, let's get that straight, here in New York City, you know, it's rough out there. It's rough out there for the people.
Yeah, especially with the way the homelessness rate is going up. And I feel bad for those people, especially around this holiday time where it's real cold outside. It's just rough. It's just a rough time, because it feels like they didn't really organize for the immigration practices to really happen like that. The country didn't really prepare like that. They just used it as a voting campaign to pretty much get people votes, but they didn't really understand the seriousness behind it. And this is where you start seeing a lot of the disorganization with these states. That's why they're busing them here, they're busing them there. They don't really don't know what to do.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, I'm sure it's like this in every state. I'm sure there's hotels that failed, that are still built and can be operational and can be used for housing. You know what I mean? That can help.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Even office buildings that went out of business and are still up and can be used. You know, construction is construction. You can make anything into anything when you're in construction. So, you know, if y'all putting money into the people and taking away from other people, you know, why not just take the old buildings and make them into something? You know what I mean? If Slim Thug could build a community, you know, and help homeless people, and people like what's his name? Epps. What's his name? From Friday movies.
Mike Epps.
Mike Epps. If he could buy back his community, so people could live there, what do you think the government could do? The government got more money than these people. If Beyonce could build homes for homeless people, imagine what the government can do. So, you know, we got resources. We have plenty buildings that went out of business, and you could just redevelop those and put these people in there, but not just put them in there to put them in there, you know, put them in there so they could get their life together, get a job, become a member of society, you know, pay their taxes, and, you know, and then, you know, hopefully go off and have a crib, because, you know, there's plenty of programs here. I know in New York, you know, like, what's it called? First-time home buyers and these habitat programs where, you know, people that can't really afford it, they make it able so that people could afford it on their budget. You know what I'm saying? Habitat for Humanity. All these different programs out there that help the people that ain't really got it be something, you know? I'm sure we could do that for them, you know, put them in a place, get them a job, create jobs, get the people working, get the people earning an income. And, of course, you know, what the government love to do to people that earn income is tax us, you know what I'm saying, and let them become a member of society, you know what I'm saying? And I know it's easier said than done, but the government could do anything, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. They're capable of doing a lot. And you know, big shout-out to T.I., man. T.I., he cut the ribbon last week on his complex. He got an Atlanta affordable housing complex that he together along with Tiny. So, you know, that's a good look for people that's really trying to, you know, get the home ownership, so to speak. You got to start somewhere.
I mean, that's almost like Habitat for Humanity. That's a kind of a program that they got here in Long Island that, you know, that helps people that don't really make a lot still receive the American dream that everybody wished for, and that's to own a piece of land, own property, own their house, you know what I'm saying, or at least pay to own their house.
Yeah.
You know, that's the dream, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody dreamed to be in the streets their whole life and be these thugs and all that shit. That shit is a falsified reality. We out here hustling so that way we can have our own property. We can have our own homes, own our cars, whatever it is that we trying to achieve, you know what I mean?
Right.
Ain't nobody out here just to hustle, man. People is out here to hustle to own, you know?
That's the key.
And, you know,
like
not for nothing, you know, welcome home to Rallo. I believe that's his name.
Yeah, dude from Atlanta.
Yeah, homeboy that, you know, went away for weed. Now weed is legal. But he had a whole housing area that he was housing people. You know what I'm saying? He was one of the first people that I knew was doing that. He owned his little complex and had people living in there. So he was way ahead of people.
He was way ahead of the curve, man. He was way ahead of the curve.
Real,
and you got it, and he giving the economic blueprint to his people. That's what I consider giving back. I mean, people have their perspective on what they do with their money, but that's really making an economic imprint and doing something for your people. Yeah, big shout out to Rallo, man. Welcome home.
You know, you out here doing right for your community. You know what I'm saying? And people talk about it, but some people actually do it, you know, and he was one of the first trendsetters. And I don't even want to call it a trend. I just want to say, you know, he was for his people. You know? But, you know, moving on to sports, you know, I want to get this out the way real quick. You know, my Jets, they bums. Ain't no other way around it. They done lost the last three or four games. Come on, Jets. Get your shit together.
And,
you know what I mean? They
yeah,
got their ass whooped yesterday.
Four. We lost. Panthers lost the last three. Yeah. Well, like, we pretty much out of the race, man. We just existing at this point.
Yeah, y'all just putting on y'all uniform and just going outside and throwing the ball around and drinking Gatorade for no reason.
Yeah, we just sucking it up and treating it like a 9-to-5 at this point, bro.
I mean, you know, I ain't hating on them, but, you know, it's shitty, you know. And then we just played the Dolphins, you know. We lost 34-13. That's horrible, you know. The Commanders, I don't even know why y'all even went on the field and y'all going to lose to Dallas like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was totally – that was ugly, man.
Yeah, like I said, you know, the Jets lost to the Bills last week. It was horrible. At least the Commanders put up 10. But damn. Y'all was on prime time. Y'all was a Thanksgiving Day game. Ain't nothing Thanksgiving about that shit.
they said, y'all for giving this ass whooping. That's what they were looking at.
For real, man. Like, yo, come on, man. That's what y'all came on the field to do.
Fight.
Yeah, man. I mean, you saw the Packers and the Lions. They went at it, you know? That shit was a game, 29-22. That shit was a game. They lost by 7 points. That was a game. But 45-10, come on. 34-13, come on, man. Come on.
And they hung it up after the first quarter. It was like, man, we just suiting up.
Just like the Niners and the Seahawks. I was, you know. Geno Smith, former New York Jet. You know, even though my Niners, you know, that's who I rep on the West is the Niners. You know, the Jets is my East Coast. The 49ers is my West Coast team. You know what I'm saying? But damn. Come on, man. Y'all can't
play. What I think is happening is a lot of the small market teams are becoming, are winning now. It used to be all about the big markets in the 80s and the 90s. And even the 2000s. Now these small market teams, they really on the move now.
But listen, the Lions went into that game 8-2. The Packers was 5-4-6. And the Packers win that. You know what I'm saying?
They had some fight in them, man. They like, look, this is Thanksgiving, man. The whole world is watching. Everybody's off. Everybody's enjoying their turkey. Everybody's enjoying they pudding and they dressing. We got to go hard today. Every other game after that, nobody will probably really watch.
Yeah, most importantly, people was enjoying their families. You know what I'm saying? The food is a bonus. People sitting around with their families. Watching the game, you know, and this is what y'all give them. You know what I mean?
This is
like,
gonna be one of the
man.
Most watched games. This is gonna be one of the most watched games next to the playoffs and the Super Bowl. Like, y'all got to get it together.
This is what I'm saying. Like, the Niners game was the last game of the night, and y'all come out playing like that, Seahawks. You going home to eat turkey unhappy. You know what I'm saying? You going home with the L. Y'all hungry. Y'all going to eat some Thanksgiving meal and be miserable because y'all just got your ass whooped.
They going to chew y'all up. And on top of that, they going to get chewed up. They ain't going to get chewed up on these TV shows like Undisputed and First Take and You Know What It Is and all them type of shows. So y'all going to hear that through the whole weekend.
They ain't do nothing. Let me see something.
And
you know, basketball.
You know what?
Check
this. Oh, yeah, it was crazy. I want to talk to you about this, too, man. You see Chris Paul getting into it with that referee, right?
Oh, yeah.
His name was Scott Foster. Called Scott Foster a bitch, and he wanted to swing on him because he said something about his son. The seed's got to be left off.
I mean, you know, some people be too disrespectful, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep your mind on business, man. Kids ain't got nothing to do with shit. You know what I mean? You got nothing to do with shit. But you already know the Warriors beat the Spurs. So he still walked away with a win. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the Knicks beat the Heat yesterday. You know, Phoenix beat the Grizzlies. A lot of good games yesterday, man. A lot of good games going on right now. You know, 76ers beat the Thunder. The Nets beat the Heat. Man, the Heat's taking the ass whooping in New York.
Mm.
That's two New York teams whooping ass on the Heat right there. Atlanta beat the Wizards. And the Lakers and the Cavs is playing right now, 102-98. No, I don't want to jump and be like, yo, the Lakers going to win this because you just never know.
The Lakers
you never
change
know,
Jones
man.
In a minute.
Yeah, them motherfuckers could just fuck up at any moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, they be losing to the bummy-ass teams, yo. They be losing to the bummy-ass teams, and I just don't understand the shit. I don't understand
it. You got to keep your foot on the gas. Like, you can't go to, like, watching the Lakers, I can tell you, man, they could be up 20 by halftime. So you thinking, okay, they got this in the bag. Third quarter ends, they probably leading by 10. Fourth quarter end, the games start becoming more competitive. They lose the lead. Now it's a seesaw game. And now you hear the commentary. You thinking everything is good. I'm about to go to sleep. Lakers got the dub. Oh, man, we have a ball game here. I was like, I be damned. they struggling with the worst team.
For real, that's how I felt with one of the Jets game. I was watching the Jet game, and I'm like about to hit the sack, you know, pass out, and I'm like, ooh, they up. And I wake up in the morning, and they lost. And they was winning. I said, these bum-ass motherfuckers, man. Come on, man. What the fuck, man? Like, come on, man. How you winning and then lose?
That's the cool part about it, bro. It's like, you get
comfortable. You can't make this shit up.
And I'm like, what happened here? Like, then you wake up and you're like, what happened here?
Look. I don't mean to say shit. But I just said Lakers was up 102-98. It's 102-101 right now.
I'll be dead.
You know what I'm saying? It's 7 minutes left in the game. Come on, man. As Ed Lover says, come on, man.
They be killing me, bro. That's what I be saying, man. Like you can't get too comfortable with them.
For real.
You can't get too comfortable at all with the Lakers.
You know, tonight is the Mavericks and the Clippers. And we all know James Harden is in the Clippers now. He's Clippers Nation now. See what he brings to the table over there. Because he ain't do shit for Philly. He ain't do shit for the Nets. You know what I'm saying? He ain't do shit for the Houston Rockets. Tom was the
That nigga
not
to get a bag, though. I mean, he got a cold lawyer.
Yeah, I mean, but it's cool to get a bag, but, you know, you in the NBA to hopefully one day win a chip.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You can't, you know what I'm saying? Be this great player and never win a chip. You know what I'm saying?
Especially at this point now of his career, he got to show and prove, man. Cause at least Westbrook, he trying.
I mean, Westbrook just, you know, he began ahead of himself. He's a very emotional, angry kind of player. You know, when you're playing angry, you're not mentally in the game. But James Harden seemed like a laid-back, mind-in-the-game kind of player.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know what I'm saying? Let's see what happens. But it's Saturday night. We right here live from the Matrix. We got a lot of heat for people. You know what I'm saying? A lot of treats.
Yes, sir. Let's
give the people what they want.
Of course,
yeah,
we got to come through with the music.
Real.
Definitely, man. Call numbers 516-531-9596. If y'all want to call up, show love, talk shit, ask questions, we on live.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go.
Let's give it to him.
When the king dies, I choose to take his own life. Let me lay to rest with his soul.
You know that. You know that.
Thy soul shall enter into the mortal
you know
body and possess its spirit
you know
to do thy bidding.
You know that.
He shall still the fire
that you know
seeks
that.
To destroy and gain
you know
thy
that.
Strength.
You know that.
Throwing a wrench, put you on a reserve. I set you back down on a bench. See the do not disturb sign when I'm cashing out the rent. Still double, I get it wrapped without dissent. Bubble, I bends, I'm blacking out the tent. Throw me the pinch, I smack it out the fence. Then I hang my jacket out to rinse. I'm dripping, I'm swimming in a sauce container. Electric current flowing through me, I'm an oscillator. Partially disabled, rusty razor to split the Garcia Vega and spill the guts on the marble table. So many trinkets encrusted, I need a larger cable. So many papers in my rap sheet, it's hard to staple. Word for word, but not on my lavelle. I clean up nice, there's not a spot on my lapel. Still labeling price tags for product on the shelf. Don't walk around with a toolbox, I got it on the belt. Slide in any pocket provided, I'ma melt. After the cards were shuffled and divided, I was dealt a royal hand. Foil to foil, wrapper to foil and saran. You a boy band, I sip petroleum straight from an oil can.
You know that.
Are you asking me to believe in it?
You know that.
A man who's been dead 3,000 years
you know
has
that.
The power to transfer his soul into the body
you
of another
that.
Human being.
You know that.
Yeah. Well, I'm not asking you to believe in it, Captain.
You know that.
Throw him over the cliffs, push him over the edge, shove him into the pits, pull him into the fire, drown him down in the water, choke him until they bubble, this cut is more than a slaughter, we crossing over the borders away, is a disorder, disorder had me out touring to California, born a riding forearms in Florida, flying past the cornea, 4 a.m, one for the books, call to your story and living life in euphoria, we get you niggas caught in the waves, heavy flooding like back in the days, have that haze, send you back in the phase, active with strays and brave, but graze your grace till your back's in the grave. That's the recipes from earth. Either barbecue flames or make peace with dirt. And rest in the soil. The fresh always spoil. Y'all not shocking me like I'm next to a Tesla coil. And when I'm cooking, I bring the best to a boil. Dirty grease drip, this ain't the freshest oil. No retreat for when they spectrums unloyal. I'm cut from a cloth, the king's extra royal.
Something over which we had no control, it happened.
then some of the other scalpels cut into the left.
Yeah, doctor. Well, you can fight known things. I don't know how to fight the unknown.
I say we find the royal tomb and we find the answer.
I'm going to surprise you, Quentin. I say we do too.
A long time ago, I used to write graffiti, all that type of stuff.
You know what I was doing? I was on the internet, okay? You know, the internet is...
Primo, yo, Zibby, what up?
I know you ain't fucking with us out here, my nigga.
All day. Yeah. It's 1989, homie.
It's Mr. X to the motherfucking Z. MCA. Yeah. My nigga.
But nevertheless, you got some bad.
Whether you like it or not, you gotta medicate. Pick your poison. My life is sick. It'll make you nauseous. How my glass house light up the strip. I'm flawless. Came a long way from crawling. Bitch, we ballin'. And my drive is derived from the city we live in. In the struggle we go through, that should never be written or ever put on a record. Niggas feeling entitled but never put in the effort. Left hand on the Bible, the other one on my weapon. Now American Express is our only expression and our only direction. Try to have these possessions. I'm a concrete investment in this time of recession. Bloomberg with the business on the floor is progressive. That insurance for my life is at Smith & Wesson. Never approach my section. We the stand-up silverback alpha males. You a high-price hooker with your ass for sale. Yeah.
But nevertheless, you got the best. But nevertheless, you got the
best.
But nevertheless, you got
blue staff. Get 'em. Get around. Get 'em. Get up, whether you like it or not, you gotta blame it on the fucking alcohol. Niggas is with the business, we ain't running from y'all. I'm a 4-5, light up the club with shots. Get music to drive by, shut down some spots. And my pride do a job for the city I claim. Never speak it in vain, constant in name. No stitches included, neighborhood recruited. Me and my bitch ride on dicks, you shoot it. Hard lick I swallow, so I'm still in the mix. You ain't promised tomorrow, so whatever you fix. Break bread for protection, neighborhood infection. Bullets no name, any nigga direction. Uh-huh. One time when the front line, they gon' shoot. They while I'm trying to have me a zip, damn, pick up some loot. Nowadays, motherfuckers think life is easy. You don't know who I know, motherfuckers is greedy. Yeah, yeah.
But nevertheless, you got the best.
It ain't a sprint, it's a journey. Gotta give it your all. No let up at all. Make it happen. For real.
Yeah, let's go!
Designed with no feelings. My mind on my business. I grind with no feelings since the sky is the limit. Yeah, with time and precision and high perseverance. My light never dimming since I shine like a prism. Divine intervention, number five do I mention. My blindness was lifted, now I'm primed for attention. No time for no bitches, I'm life with conviction. Invite no division, just drive and ambition. Get your wise if you listen to the signs I be kicking. Spit or crying with a sentence, not applying your attention. One life better living, and strike for the penny. Take flight till you finish, then you try till you get it. Yeah. Sometimes it get vicious, cause we born up against it. Uh-huh. We're jealous of our melanin, the war that we gifted. Mm-hmm. It shows the persistence at the core of your spirit. A warrior condition with no thoughts to surrender. Come on, invincible, unstoppable.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing impossible.
Never.
Plan, strategize, execute it when it's obvious.
Let's go.
Overcome the obstacle.
Come on.
Focus out of clock. The
listen.
You always follow close. Get your dough and bomb.
We gone.
Invincible, unstoppable.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing than your pocket.
Never
plan, strategize, execute it when it's obvious.
Let's go.
Overcome the obstacle.
Come on.
Focus how to clock the
listen.
You always follow close. Get your dough and bomb it.
Mama did her best, but the streets raised us wrong. It's only right that we weather the storm. This is more than a song. Like a chapter out the Holy Quran. Every line designed with truth. Slide aside your mind. The streets in a twist. Fleet in a fist. Ain't no love out here. Every day just breathing a gift. Is the reward worth taking a risk? Put the bait on the hook. Lord, homie, we gon' teach you to fish. When you focus like this, your haters cease to exist. Heavy in the game. I don't hear that chatter from the bench. I put points on the board. Dish plenty assists. Always been a team player, want us all to win. Young Noble Outlaw, Big Trey D. Dirty Jersey, the Long Beach, like roses that grew from the concrete. Made it through the maze, scarred but unfazed. God, he got a save. Power in the pain.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing impossible.
Never.
Plan, strategize, execute it when it's out.
Let's go.
Overcome the obstacle.
Come on.
Focus how to clock the
listen.
If you always follow close, get your dough and bomb.
We gone.
Simple, unstoppable.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing impossible.
Never.
Plan, strategize, execute it when it's out.
Let's go.
Overcome the obstacle.
Come on.
Focus how to clock the
listen.
If you always follow close, get your dough and bomb.
We gone.
This is Outlaw for life. This is Dog Pound for life. Yeah, this is Eastsiders for life. This is Thug Life for life. Come on, this is Outlaw for life. This is Dog Pound for life. Yeah, this is Eastsiders for life. This is Thug Life for life. Let's go.
Different's good. I like different.
I'll be right back.
No, I like
sitting on the dock watching the tide drift away. Amsterdam, London, and Paris. We made a triple play. Soon as we touched, they got us situated.
What up, what up?
Bottles of Jean-Pierre Robineau. Got my peripheral all pixelated. This the maestro on the balcony of the chateau. Blowing smoke and sitting on a mountain full of cash flow. Reeling a fish, rope down a stallion with a lasso. Slash hustler, money from long range like a splash brother. From the distance, utilizing the left brain. Could've put money down on a neck chain. Calculate the gross and tally the net gain. From cutting lumber down, ladies Gucci down in a summer gown. The pearl handle I wrap my thumb around. Seven Escalades with the plates missing. The great escapism. Lucid dreaming, staring at clouds while I'm day tripping. Staring off, stay slipping. I hold a microphone like my last name was Griffin and paint different. Paint different.
Basement library where I do my research. That AMG M119 worth. Been speaking weapons, dope speed kill. So fuck it, guess we is, bro. Up in here, shifting gears. Muffler blast, shorty scared. We in some of the safest shit you could've bought. In 1986, this photo was fast as a Porsche. Them niggas lost, it's not up to me to school them all. We close though, so I guess I could lay these jewels on y'all. The homie laid the patterns on the roof, my 64. Ain't do that at the shop, he's done that damn my garage. My girl don't ask no questions, she know better to get involved.
Very different.
But she benefit from atrocities we commit. Constantly killing shit, tough to watch like Schindler's List. Put three-piece rims on this fashion, we got season skips. They send me prototypes soon as they dream the shit. And it been like this.
Very different.
What do you think?
I'm not sure.
I say a penny what?
A penny what?
A penny what?
Very different.
One of the best groups
yeah.
ever. You get a good show. You
yeah,
get your
always
own
get a good show. Bro.
Tired, no tired, you get the same fucking show.
We love motherfucking Italy.
Oggi sulle tracce come back the fuck out.
quanto Monster nel tuo circo, presti semi-clown. La danza di ste sciocche con la picco sul mio berimbau. Bombe sulle teste Netanyahu, il potere scempia chaos quando chiudo queste bocche Sharendown. E il mambo di Milano, bandolero flascassina, disco inferno gira dentro questa bambola assassina. Ti conosco mascherina, quindi chiamo signorina. Sei già nella mia comida come nei 70 in comasina. Quali pop pop pop, sei già spappolato. Squali a galla le Barbados, giù con Pappadacos. Fuoco paglia ti facciamo, già ci bomba in Zavolano. Quale quali le infacciamo e quello che facciamo.
Oh, this shit fake.
And that nigga get murdered in his neck, could be your last day on earth. Social distance only work, you 6 feet in the dirt. You get caught up with them gunshots, sick of kids, murderers, homicides, burglars, cop killers, worshippers. Police searching us, the whole precinct surrounding us. Get shot if you ain't down with us, swarm with on the drowning us. Shit, nigga, you been wearing a box. You ain't here, motherfucker, it's the head of ox. Come on.
Yeah, Schoolboy Radio. You know we only play that fire, man. Ain't nothing but the fire.
And I go to show you right there, man. Hip-hop, just like we said on many shows, is alive and well. Mainstream rap, you know, that's like a walking corpse.
I mean, you know, to each his own, but you know, we know better, you know what I'm saying? We only give people the real, you know what I'm saying? We're not into all that other, I don't even know how to call it, you know, but it's not hip-hop. I don't call it hip-hop. I call it trap music. Drill music, it's not hip-hop, you know what I mean? It's its own thing to me, you know what I mean? But in the underground, hip-hop is alive and well, you know. The greats are still putting out great albums, you know. I haven't heard a bad album from the underground. You know, let me rephrase that. From the legends that put out the albums in the underground, I haven't heard a bad album yet. Even some of the new guys that dropped, like, you know, shout out Flea Lord, you know, shout out LeBron James, you know, they keeping it with the culture, you know. And here on Schoolboy Radio, that's what we feed y'all. We feed y'all the culture. You know, shout out Vinny Paz, he just dropped, for real. You know, shout out Vinny Paz, he just dropped a new single. You know, Onyx, been consistent for years. You know, The Alchemist, you know, he's forever underground royalty, you know what I mean? And, you know, we still got a couple gems for y'all that y'all might not have heard. You know, did we play that E-40?
Oh, yeah, we got that lined up now.
Did we play that DJ Premier and Common?
Oh, not yet. We got that lined up. We got all that coming.
You know, we still got a lot of heat for y'all to listen to. You know, once again, thank y'all for listening. And before we get out of here, you know, stay true to yourself. People will respect you, you know. Show people love. Be genuine about it. Don't be a sucker and try to show love with the hopes of somebody returning the favor, because then it ain't love. It's looking for something. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You know, staying 10 toes down at all times is the schoolboy way. Ain't nothing else to say. You know what I'm saying? Until next week, same school time.
Same school channel.
Same school channel. You know, we're going to keep giving y'all that real shit.
So let's go all out and leave them with some fire.
Yeah, again, it's Saturday night, man. That's what they want. Light your blunt. Pour your liquor, you know what I'm saying? Pour some out for the lost ones, you know, and celebrate with your live ones. And who hand and hand who, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. So on that note, see y'all next week.
Let's go. What?
On another note, sipping antidote, smoking turtle smoke, that exotic dust stoked in a custom coat with the beanie rolled, buff mode, bust on, chain on, corsage, game on, crab leg, sang long, theme song, big place, chip move, small circles, less fools, figure eight, old school, make clappers on Pro Tools, being broke is old news, you can sip on cold brew, hey come with the plate, big house behind the gate, legal hustle, real estate. Nothing fake, hitters ain't got no vertebrae. Lingo too hard to interpretate. Cold world, sick and dummy. Folks get on that fence, turn to a zombie. My household wasn't like the Cosby. Grew up on family to fry bologna. Used to sell, that yeah. Now my hands clean like pure red. Hammer and nail, dodging jail. Graduated from that fish scale. Watch a snake, they'll turn on you. It could be a snake in your crew. Don't underestimate what they might do. Real ones, you only get a few.
I grew up off of that mob.
That mob.
I come up under that mob.
That mob.
I grew up under that mob.
That mob.
I come up under that mob.
That mob.
Soil child, I feel the smile, I pull your card, I was young and wild. My style, my profile, I never tell if I was on trial. Large sums, large guns, all huh, no one. Reposado, out the bottle, folding, like a taco. First class flight, door, boy. Beluga caviar, I'm a star. Used to rock crumbs in a mayonnaise jar. Now I make drinks that you can buy at the store. Cabanases, Marley Life. Swinging figure eights and slingshots. Content, around the clock. Bringing in checks off TikTok. Color, avatar. Animated like Pixar. Rideshare, Uber Black, to pick me up in the big car. Always perking, I'm a people person, I be socializing, but I'm always working. Going Toby like LeVar Burton, they thump it up, never know who lurking. King Pennant, team winning. At a rooftop party, going Big Lemon. Cherry Gelato, Mango Moscato, no bust down hoes, just clean women. Cali boy, I'ma scream it out. Rep the West, without a doubt. Fame, the clout. As far as mob music, it's been a drought.
I grew up off of that mob.
That mob.
I come up under that mob.
That mob.
I grew up off of that mob.
That mob.
I come up under that mob.
That mob.
That collected dust, volume 3. Enmo, worldwide. Talk to him.
DJ Premier, my name is Common. Yeah. A lot of speculation about the things that I said.
Is he coming off the head? Is he that high level that his third eye is red? I know we used to love her. Is it true we really cared? Did he become a great actor when hip-hop was dead? A hungry hip-hop junkie, does he keep his people fed? With a seat at the table, would he be like Chairman Fred, charger to the game? Or give Chicago cred, shy niggas get dough. Is that just how they bred? Carrying toast like a celebration. Why do they hate he like an undeveloped nation? It's levels to this, mine's is elevation. I excel, LL acceleration. My melanin is the fifth element. A gift to relevance in the room like elephants. Never forgetting the mega ever's mission. Wherever there's race, you know that there's distance. Wherever there's power, you know that there's resistance. I've been double-crossed like Christians. Listen, envisioning the hereafter. Listening to Lauryn Hill on some Fuji shit. I'm still scoring still. Deep in the game, I want a K. I rest to know my name. My philosophy was prophecy before the fame. The streets ordained me. Hip-hop became me. I play life and music in the same key. Yeah.
You know you shook me, baby. You shook me all night long.
Hey, yo, it's the fly called himself, man. Westside Conk. We here for the culture, man. Doing something never been done before. The almighty Griselda. Hey, yo, Conway Benny, man. Show 'em what we from.
It's Griselda, who wanna come test? I got 101 young reckless niggas to dump heck. Catch the rapper at the awards to undress. Take this little roadie in his dumb neck. Don't mention our name on one record. No gun, I'll punch your chest and leave a lung breathless. I know everybody gon' have a Trump reference and they flow with a gun message that's unimpressive. Get out the way and let the butcher through. This position as a boss made me bulletproof. Spoke on the top of the chopper, but I ain't looking through. This is shit my niggas love state doing push-ups to. Real life, I really dodge courts. And use a raw force trying to give both my daughters a small force. But y'all niggas be in the mall short, bury the money. I got holes in my lawn like a golf course. Feeding off your flesh. A life just a dirty bitch with semen on the breast. Rio with a check and hit Nemus with the rest. Since before we met our fathers, we had meetings with connects. Been down in laws, talking about frowned upon. Heavy is the head that wear the crown of thorns. Chop cane, the cop jewelry. Wasn't nothing new to me. Hit me with guys who had the same opportunity. Tell father before you ask me the question. Got shot back with my head and live. That was a blessing. Half my face paralyzed, still rap with depression. Niggas mad and instructed. West, pass me the weapon. I'm rockin' rappers for these games. I'm tryna have a collection. I'm with Eminem now, so no rapper can touch me. I'm supposed to rap about growing bottles and parties. When I'm from a city, they starving and like Somalians. And the ones you started go hard for you be the saltiest. Now I'm coming through and they got a view from the audience. I'm homesick from taking too many trips. Club live, flame, taking too many pics, right? I come home, go straight at these dudes' chicks. I don't want them just obsessed with making these dudes sick, right? Sick, right? I did a lot of dirt, put in a lot of work. New God flow, I shouted this verse inside of church. Drop the hammer, I don't hesitate. Chop a plan when he'll levitate. This the kind of gangster shit we on every day. Where I'm from, young and catch his first body and celebrate. Let the metal quake, razor hit his jaw. Shit is sweat his face, yo. Cause that pussy nigga bled a lake. These young boys don't respect the age. Cause I'm here for a reason. Why you slept, I flee. Collect and save. The cause to detect the raid. When you getting 10 times for the detective mate. Go see Burner, I need to medicate. It's Scotty OG in a yellow way. Getting money you niggas never make. I'm hella straight plus rap shit, I'm a heavyweight. Before the shady deal, I was selling weight. Street nigga busting 4/5 to the Desi's weight. You ain't like me, your toes ain't pop, nigga. I'm already a legend and gold ain't drop. I got a shame for this life in the streets and bag measuring. They look at what I wear and swear it's a cash settlement. All my homies came up the trap, bag peddling. Not a bottom on my shoe red with a gas pedal stick. Black girl
law, she got pregnant fast selling it. Could have been the type to get elected class president. Roses only grow through dirt, and that's evident. The love not supposed to hurt, cause that's treacherous. But on my court, it ain't no problem. I got your whole style.